This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today appealed to people to visit Uttarakhand in winter season, saying when fog envelops the rest of the country, the state is bathed in sunlight. Addressing a public meeting at Harsil in Uttarkashi district of the state today, Mr. Modi stressed on the need for diversification of the tourism sector in the country and making it all 365 days. The Prime Minister said he wants no season to be off-season in the state, and even during the off-season, tourism should be ongoing in the state.
Winter tourism mein yahan logon ko trekking, skiing, jaisi activities ka romance, सचमुच में रोमांचित कर देगा. धार्मिक यात्रा के लिए भी उत्तराखंड में सर्दियों का समय बेहद खास होता है. कई तीर्थ स्थलों पर इसी समय विशेष अनुष्ठान भी होते हैं. इसलिए उत्तराखंड सरकार का 12-मासी पर्यटन का विजन लोगों को दिव्य अनुभूतियों से जुड़ने का अवसर देगा.
Prime Minister Modi said the government wants border areas to reap benefits of the tourism. Mr. Modi said the two major ropeway projects in Uttarakhand, for which approval was given by the central government yesterday, will reduce travel time to 30 minutes. Mr. Modi arrived in Uttarkashi this morning on a day-long visit to Uttarakhand. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister flagged off a trek and bike rally in Harsil as part of efforts to promote tourism and boost the local economy. He witnessed the panoramic view of the Himalayas from Mukwa viewpoint and inspected the Uttarakhand Winter Tourism Exhibition in Harsil. Prime Minister Modi also offered prayers at Mukwa Temple, the winter abode of Goddess Ganga in Uttarkashi district, amid chanting of Vedic hymns by the priests. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the U.S. administration under President Donald Trump is moving towards multipolarity, which suits India's interests. Dr. Jaishankar said that the United States foreign policy shift under President Trump was expected and it suits India in many ways. External Affairs Minister was addressing a session titled India's Rise and Role in the World at the Chatham House think tank in London yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar is on a six-day visit to the UK and Ireland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Telangana for their phenomenal support to the BJP in the recently held MLC elections in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also hailed the party workers for working among the people with great diligence. In another post, Prime Minister Modi hailed the victory of NDA candidates in the graduate MLC elections in Andhra Pradesh. In Uttar Pradesh, an active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International with alleged links to Pakistan's ISI was arrested from Kaushambi district in the early hours today in a joint operation by State Special Task Force and Punjab Police. Additional Director General of Police, UP Special Task Force Law and Order, Amitabh Yash said the arrested terrorist has been identified as Lajar Masih, a resident of Kurlia village in Ramdas area of Punjab's Amritsar. In Rajasthan, six persons lost their lives in a road accident near Kivrali village on National Highway 27 in the Sirohi district this morning. In a tragic road accident in Punjab, three persons lost their lives while five others were injured when two cars collided with a tractor trolley at Batala last night. U.S. President Donald Trump issued a stern ultimatum to Palestinian armed group Hamas, demanding the immediate release of all hostages held in Gaza, along with the return of the bodies of those killed. These hostages were taken captive in a Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on the 7th of October in 2023. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in the late morning trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex added 127 points or to 73,857, and the NSE Nifty 50 rose 53 points to 22,390 when reports last came in. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, New Zealand set up the summit clash with India. The summit clash between India and New Zealand will be played at Dubai International Stadium on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.